Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Francis Yancey, FRANCESYANCEY. Date of birth is 1/24/1981, date of accident 7/2/2021. This is a follow-up visit. The patient reports that she is suffering from ongoing pains in the head, which is severe. Headache is extremely severe, and she is undergoing neuropsych evaluation with Dr. CH. She has a severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 8, and it can vary from 7 to 9. And there is a radiation of pain in both the arms, front and back, involving second, third, and fourth finger on the right, and all the five fingers on the left. In addition, patient has severe pain in both legs, it's shooting down from the lower back, front and back, and in S1, S2 dermatome, as well as L3, 4, 5 dermatome fashion. Independently, she also complaining of pain in both shoulders, both hips, and both knees. And she has extreme difficulty tying and carrying her ADLs. Patient reports only 20% improvement in her pain. And overall, ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are listed as follows. The enjoyment of life is affected 10. Relationship with other people 9. General activity, mood, walking ability, work, and sleep are affected 8. In the neurology and psych, patient reports that there is a ongoing headaches, which are severe, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, associated with dizziness, vertigo, and ear ringing, and loss of balance, difficulty sleeping, and loss of memory with anxiety, depression. The patient denies any vision disturbance or double vision at this time, blackout seizures, no history of any lack of focus, lack of concentration, or any loss of equilibrium. No confusion, disorientation is listed either. The patient suffers from TBI, and she's being followed up for that. In the pain and numbness, patient is complaining stiffness in the shoulder, bilaterally neck and the lower back. Stiffness associated with pain in the lower back, mid-back, upper back, neck and shoulder. She also complains of pain in both the wrist and hand and involvement of all the fingers. Pain in both knees and both hips is reported. Clicking and grinding in the shoulder is reported. There is a decreased range of motion of both the shoulders. In the GI, patient reports of constipation and stomach pain but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. Well, no, stomach pain is there, but blood in the stool and trouble swallowing is not there. In the GU, patient has off and on incontinence of the urine, associated with no frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the numbness from hand and wrist travels across her back through the arm, according to her. Pain level has remained the same. No additional changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported at this time. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient reports no abuse of any substance except marijuana that she uses to use for pain relief. Compliance, wise patient reports full compliance. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 130 over 95, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 4/14/2022. Now the dictation number is not available. Could you please use dictation number 0317-059? The visit was on 3/17/2022. And we'll go from there. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to provide her with the epidural injections times 2 and left sacroiliac injection because her pain in the left sacroiliac joint is quite severe compared to the right. The patient has been provided the consent form she has signed, and she is a good risk for the procedure. And she's provided the following medication, which are duloxetine 30 milligrams for depression, 60 tablets. Cyclobenzaprine 7.5, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation. Celebrex 200 milligram, 30 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect. Tramadol, 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Lunesta, 1 milligram daily for 30 for sleep help at night. Essiflex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain relief or stomach protection. We also provide with lidocaine patch and a Voltaren gel for help with the topic of pain relief. Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Gabapentin 600 milligram 1 tablet twice a day for nerve radiculopathy issues. Migranol nasal spray 1 to 2 for headache for relief with the severe headache that are not relieved by simple with the simple pericles. Two refills are provided as well. The urine drug screen was checked from the past. The patient is going to continue her physical therapy. Maps have been reviewed. She's going to continue 3 times therapy at her child's place, with traction massage, echo therapy, weight training, home exercise, mechanical program, to focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as left sacroiliac joint. She remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. And she is referred to Dr. Sivich on the last month's visit, and she is advised to continue neuropsych evaluation, as well as she has been advised to see a psychiatrist and a neurologist so that her brain trauma is more than better evaluated. Her MRIs were reviewed. And a TBI test that was done recently at TBI center was found to be positive, compatible with TBI. And the patient has been thereafter referred to appropriate specialist. The However, the MRI with NeuroQuant was negative for any brain trauma. Lumbar spine MRI. After this accident, showed the following. There is a disc herniation at L5-S1, posterior central disc herniation, compressing the fecal sac at L5-S1. The rest of the lumbar disc are normal. In the thoracic region, there is a herniated disc at T4, T5, T5-6, and T6-7, bulging disc at T3-4. And in the cervical spine, there is a postoperative changes of C4, C5, where she had a surgery before. And there is a bulging disc at C6, 7. Her finding for favor test was positive bilaterally. However, her pain is severe on the left sacroiliac joint. She is being scheduled for an injection treatment. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.